38 degrees, you know.
In Turkey?
Yep.
38. And you're not gonna wear sunscreen?
No. I can't. I literally can't. My skin doesn't go. There's this one sunscreen that someone told me to get because I think they had the same problem. But it's like £50. £50 is my problem. No, that's
why didn't you wear sunscreen?
Oh, because it just my skin doesn't react well to it.
What does it do?
It just flares up.
How?
Like, I'll be scratched. It's just all red and like, look, you see this mark right here?
No. Yeah.
It's faded now. But that was literally because it's like flipping bleeding.
I don't think that was sunscreen.
No. I'm not doing it. It makes my skin irritated, so I have to scratch it. And then I scratch it to the point where it's just like...
No, but I'm talking about face, for your face.
My face is the same thing.
But you need one... If you're using the full body on your face, then it's going to be... Yeah, there's certain, like, moisturisers with the sun... With the thingy, SPF.
Well, I'll ask my mum, because I'm certainly not paying for it.
Get the one I got. The £20 one.
£20 for like what? That like the little
it's for your,
in your
skin.
That's the one that you put in your bag. That little cream that you put in your bag. That's what that is.
I'm getting ready because there's an eye cream that I need to get.
Oh yeah, you didn't even tell me how the other one went.
Oh, it's nearly done. I'm on the last little application.
Do you think that I actually?
It helped, but I used it with another.
Another eye cream? Another moisturizer?
It's a solution from that The Ordinary brand. And this watch is gonna piss.
Maybe if you used it more it wouldn't give you so much stress.
If I used it more it wouldn't die so much. It would die even more. Cool. Anywho. Yeah, I used it with another eye cream. And it was like a caffeine solution. And together, they would work well. But there's another one, the Bobbi Brown one, and it's like £50. And it's the same size as the Clinique one. But apparently, it works. Like, apparently, it's like magical.
You're taking the piss, mate.
Bruv. Because either way, they've got them now, but they're not gone.
How long will it last for? Like
it's just a tiny bit. Look how long the Clinique one lasted. I got that in January.
Is it?
Yeah, that's when we went.
We did? You don't remember.
Yeah. It was just after Christmas. And
yeah, exactly. So that's quite short then. And we're in August now.
Yeah, but it's a cream applied like twice a day.
I guess for the amount.
And look at the size.
Yeah.
The Bobbi Brown one's bigger. And apparently that one...
actually works.
Mm-hmm. But if that unflocks, I'm going back to Clinique.
I don't know why I even use any of this stuff. I'm just asleep.
You sound like my mum. I sleep 10 hours a day and you're still telling me to sleep.
No, it's not 10. You need to sleep 10 hours in the night time. When you're supposed to sleep.
What difference does it make sleeping in the night or sleeping in the day?
You're not supposed to sleep in the day.
Who said?
You know, your Who body said...
Your body didn't say. Well, your technically body said it did.
Exactly.
But if I'm, my mom's like...
Because you... Why do you complain about it being light then? All right then. Because you're supposed to sleep when it's nighttime. And you're dead. Just chatting shit.
So you're
Go
not...
Go to bed. Let's do this then. Go to bed. Let's not stretch it for you in it. Go to bed at 12.
Bruv, at 12 I'm still in the living room.
So what time are you telling me that you go to bed like?
Well, at the start, at the start of lockdown, it was crazy. Because it was like 5, 6.
You're just lucky you had nowhere to be the day after.
And I was like, no, this is ridiculous. And that's when I also got tired of Netflix as well. And then when I jumped onto my little gamings. And then I would go to sleep at like 2.
Exactly. So why you can do 12?
And then I can't do 12. And then it fucked up again recently, and now it's 5, 6. 5, 6.
5, 6?
Yeah, yesterday on sleep, I was still awake at
so
like 5.
So today you slept at 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
And woke up at what time?
Well, I was meant to go out.
But you were sleeping?
No. I said I would wake up early. So I put my alarm on for 11:30.
That's not early, but...
And then I said we changed the studio time, so I couldn't go, so...
Okay. So whoever that was... That's peak, innit?
And then... And then I went back to sleep, and I got up at 12:45 so I could get ready to come here.
You're getting ready time. It doesn't make sense.
That one, I can't even... I don't know.
It doesn't make no sense. Do you hear that? This studio was booked for 4:30. Yeah? She said she needs to get up at 12:45 to be here. Let's not even say to be here. To meet at 4 o'clock.
Because I need time to watch something. I don't like rushing. I don't like having to get out of bed to just get ready and leave. I like a little cool down period from sleep to start the day.
Just a weird done, yeah.
So I need time to watch Grey's Anatomy. I watched 2 episodes. I watched a bit of YouTube. I went upstairs, sorted out, and then got ready and left at 3:30.
No, mate. I wait. I do 1 hour. I'm there. Give me 1 hour, I am dead.
Oh my god.
That's not even 1 hour to get ready. That's 1 hour. Get ready and be there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Remember when we went to Birmingham?
Mm-hmm.
That's my type of fast, fam. That day was madness. What even happened? I woke up late?
You woke up late. And you were meant to get the train, but then...
I can't believe I actually made it. I literally woke up 20 minutes, half an hour before that coach was going to leave. Like I said before, my head is literally scrambled.
Why?
I can't focus.
Since when?
Since yesterday. Monday. What's today? Tuesday. Wednesday. See, I don't even know what day it is. Today's Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah. From yesterday, I think. Sunday.
And that walk in the rain really got to you, didn't it?
Yep.
Okay, I've got a few things.
Okay, let's start.
Read that in your head.
I need to read it out loud, mate.
Wow.
I can't
okay,
focus.
Whatever.
Had a conversation over my Instagram this week about passion versus pay. What are you led by in your career and course choices? I think it's important to remember that following passion is a freedom many people cannot afford due to the demands of their reality. I agree with this.
Okay.
I agree with that.
So right now, if I asked you, what would your ideal job be? What would your answer be? Right now?
Well, right now, like, as a student or...
Like, today, looking forward, what would your ideal...
After I graduate?
Just in life. Just what would your ideal job or career, like...
Finance.
Where, like...
I like wealth management. And, I like, what's that other thing called? I forgot what the other one is. It's just, sorry. Finance, innit? I don't think I know exactly what I want. But yeah, finance, like helping people with their money, something like that. Wealth management is just basically that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wouldn't even mind doing something like accounting for a bit. Or just work in a bank, like, just anything, you know, I'm willing to try that. Then if there's something that I really, really like, then I'll stick with that.
Do you think, though, that if in that industry in particular, it wasn't as, well paid as it was, you would still want to do that though?
No. Actually, yeah, no.
Is there anything you would do
for like, shit pay? No.
Yeah. Well, not shit pay, but
my
like,
own. The only way that I would be able to take that is if it's my own. If it's my own business I'm doing or my own thing that I'm starting, that's the only way that I'm willing to take that. But if it's a job, no. What about you?
Yeah, like certain experiences I would take and just quit a job.
Like, so what? But the same question you asked me, where would you see yourself with like?
Well, that's two different things though. Because it's, there's, see, it's a bit techie because there's the degree side, which I need to figure out. But like an ideal job would be like something creative, like some sort of,
maybe you should actually make your YouTube,
like you know did you hear about Black is King?
No.
Beyonce made like an album, but it was all like, it was kind of like a film, so it was song after song, but it was kind of like a visual, and it was like an hour and a half long. Yeah,
and I think I have, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen it. Yeah,
and the content was just 10 out of 10. Like each separate video banged, and the thing I like the whole idea of like directing like that kind of thing. Or like just some sort of creative directing, and that could be even in like in the music industry of like organizing whole tours and like making a concept for that. Or
I can see you doing something like that, like just, you would have a flipping like, ball mate,
just like to sit there with an artist and like make this whole concept out of that. I think that's so sick. And then like now traveling and every I'd love that. That would be like ideal. I feel like there's always something in the music industry that I'd like to do, and I would take or like squeeze in a bit kind of, and as long as I'm like in that industry and then like work my way around. But then there's, if I want to pursue the degree sides, then I don't know. Either way, if I pursue the degree side, I wouldn't go into the economics. It would be the politics and law, which is completely different to the whole directing thing.
But not really, because in a way, you're still thinking of ideas. Do you get it?
I think
so. It's kind of still the same thing, just one is a bit more out of the box ish thing.
When I think of myself in like law and politics, it would be more of like amending
policies and
checking people, and whilst and the this whole year is just it's just proof of that, like, which is why I said that the pandemic confirmed that I picked the right thing at the end of the day. But then I think of just like
why direct not? You like can tours you can actually do and directing, you can actually do both
and then what do both
you can. Why not? You said you have to have one job in your life.
Well, yeah, of course, that's... And then I've got my little midwifery dream. And I've said... I've said that I'm going to be a midwife when I'm older. Like, in my 50s. What age do people retire nowadays? 70.
60, 70, yeah.
Yeah, my last 10, 20 years... 20 sounds... 20 years sounds so mad. But then when you're 60, you're like, 20, it sounds... If you think of 20 years now, I haven't even lived for 20 years.
Exactly. So let's just go with 10.
But like my last decade or two of working, quote unquote working, I want to do some midwifery. I have to.
Man just said do some midwifery, just like it's a little small thing. Yeah.
I feel like I'd be
yeah, so good. Yeah, you have to be qualified for that.
Well, yeah, of course. I'd study. Of course.
You would study. I have no choice. You'd study when you're 50. Yes. It's going to be a bit harder then. It's better you do it now if you want to do it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not actually do it, but I mean study for it now.
No, because I would have to get a degree in midwifery now.
So you're going to get a degree when you're 50?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I have to, like, if I want to do it, it's not like I can just turn up to the hospital one day, here's my CV, I haven't even touched a child, but
well, duh,
exactly, gonna, like, do it straight away exactly anyway. So I need to study if I want to do it anyways, but I want to do it, so I want to study, duh.
But it's just tough when you're older to learn something new.
Yeah, but it's, that one's more of like a training thing. Well, yeah, you're gonna have to learn the biology of it all, but it's more of like a training as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because it's so hands-on. There's a same way. Sometimes I sit there and I'm like, I want to be a paramedic.
Oh my gosh! You know where I work? Yeah, literally. Because the hospital is right there. Yeah. That's all we see. Yeah.
I feel like
air of them.
I don't know. I go through phases where I'm just like, I should have been a flight attendant. I feel like I would do that once in my life too.
1 year, yeah. Yeah. 1, 2 years. Yeah. 3 years even. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I might just double in that as well, eventually.
Double.
But
I said for those things, you already speak another language as well, so that's good.
Yeah. Could work for the Colombian airline back and forth.
Hmm. That's like, but can't say the same for mine. Because I didn't speak the one that they speak on the thing. But why not?
But like in an...
I think about that one too, flight, and that's a live job. And their pay is...
Mm-hmm. The pay is wow.
But it makes sense because for what they're doing, they literally have like almost no life. Like you're literally just...
In the air.
Yeah. 24, is that?
But yeah, going back to... Going back to... For example, but I think that's kind of because nowadays, or I don't know, I think nowadays is better, as in people are encouraged more to explore like their creative or even just like their kind of talent. So like if you want to do football, then like work as hard as you can for it and then see what happens. Or like if you want to do music, then nowadays you're seeing bare people just jumping on and it's like easier. Or things like photography, and you're seeing all these like independent producers and blah blah blah. Whilst before, it was like
you go get that job and work for someone else.
Yeah, yeah, but or certain parents are still in that mentality, like study, 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 study.
There's nothing wrong with studying. It's just that you need to know how
you have to want to study as an individual before you go. Yeah, because if you're studying for someone else, then it's techie.
Very techie. Okay. I saw this thing where this video, I followed this guy and he just talks about bare like motivational shit and stuff like that, and then he was like how Trump has said that he'd in his cabinet he'd rather skills over degree or like any like, educational qualifications. He says it's your skill set over that.
Yeah.
So. But then you still, it's still good to think, to go to school and learn and that. Because you still need, maybe not all of it, but you still need some, like, you're telling me doctors, obviously doctors.
Yeah.
Stuff like certain that. Certain
skill sets, you just have to learn the trade.
There's stuff like business. Or...
like business degrees.
You can literally learn that stuff online for free.
Yeah.
It's not...
Oh, I've not sat in a business degree, but what learning, like, in... Things like marketing, I think that's something to actually sit down and learn. Marketing, advertising, all of that, I think it's important.
Maybe.
Because with marketing comes a lot of psychology.
True.
So things like that, I would have sometimes think about I should have done a marketing degree. Bro,
but even those things, the information is there. Yeah. This doesn't mean you necessarily, you don't have to get a degree in it. You can go and do courses yourself and learn about it if you want to.
Yeah, it just kind of depends what it is, because certain people are doing want to start their own business, and the way they've gone about it is to go and get a degree in business before they start their business.
No, it's not that deep. There's little kids out here, 15, 16-year-olds that are doing up.
Mm-hmm.
Small business. Yeah,
like, if you want to start a small business, I feel like you just have to start the business.
Just do it, exactly. You will learn on as you go. You'll
learn on the job.
Learn on the job, you know.
You will do it. You, because as much as they can tell you this happens or like this is like the common problems, unless you actually sit there facing this.
Exactly.
It's just going to be air if you're not going to apply it.
And even when you do your business degree or whatever, it's all theory. Mm-hmm. You don't know how you're
going to... Or like a case study of a known brand. Like, it's just exactly. So...
It's so... It's different to... It's so you don't know objective. How you're going to... Yeah, you don't know how you're going to react to anything. Can't come and see now because you have a business degree. You're going to be making 1 million.
Exactly, because your business can still flop with a business degree. That's why you have to when it comes to that, you just have to do it.
What else did the thing say?
That nowadays passion versus like pay. Majority of people are not doing something. Like if you ask someone if what they're doing, if like what they're doing now, they would do it for free. 80-90% of people,
you would do it for free though. You would flipping you,
but that's what I'm saying, what they're doing now. So like if you go to any man in Canary Wharf, just ask them if you what you're doing now, if you didn't get paid jack for it, would you still be doing it? Or like if something,
that's a question somebody asked,
if like what would you be doing if there was, if money wasn't something you had to think about, 90% of people wouldn't be doing what they're doing.
I don't even know what I would do, you know. Would I really like that?
Like, if I didn't have to think about money, I wouldn't be in London. I'd actually catch a flight anywhere and everywhere, taking pictures.
But, like, in terms of if there's no money but everyone contributes in some way, what would you do?
Travel.
Like, that's not contributing to anything.
I'd still do the policy thing though. I'd still work. That's why it's like, I'm working it out.
I don't know what I would do.
I think I'd still work. I'd either work as some sort of social kind of thing or the policy.
I think I like helping people, but not helping people like flipping like care homes, not that type of help. Like an advisor kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I would do. That
like we know if she didn't have to think, she would be a teacher, and that's what
she shouldn't be a teacher regardless.
Exactly. Paid, not and paid. She's working towards being a teacher because that's what. But a lot of people.
That's the type of people we need as teachers, not them ones that are just
there doing it for the holidays.
Because they just, you know, stumbled over it. It's like, might as well.
Yeah, because people work better if they're doing something they like.
Exactly, because majority of my teachers, big up my econ teachers, man. They were the best teachers.
Your teachers?
My econ teachers. But both of them had, well, one of them, I know for sure, I can't remember if the other one did. Had corporate jobs. they were earning big, big money. I remember one the woman, she was like how her friends, they said that they was going to retire an FA. They just worked, they just worked hard for 10 years straight. Graduated, worked hard for 10 years straight now. Bought a yard, they're flipping retiring.
At 30, you know.
30, bro. But them ones there, like, okay, there's finance within, there's bare different parts, there's investment, there's just like your normal bank, like, there's so many different things. Insurance, like, so many different things. But then there's them ones, I think they were those, oh, I can't remember exactly what it was, but they was them no days off type of people. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just working straight. But that's calm. Would you do that? 10 years, just work your ass off and then retire at 30.
Mm-mm. I don't think so, you know. Because if we look at... I don't think I would. I think my 20s are too precious.
Yeah, that's the only thing that puts me off a bit about that. Because you're missing out on your... Like, cool, fair enough, yeah. Work hard, then play later in it. You don't have to do anything for the... they might not have to do anything for the rest of their lives. Because if they're more time, the people that have been in finance, they know what to do with their money, like,
yeah,
so they probably won't ever have to work again.
Okay, you just remind me of the four financial stages of life. Go on. Okay, hold on. Okay, so number one is young, free and independent.
What's that, like 16 to 20 or 25
to your late 20s? So this is you've just finished school or university, so yeah, like you've got it's from when you leave uni,
so like to 25, then
even later until you settle down
from there.
So it could be your mid 30s nowadays even.
That's so mad. I don't want to be thinking about that. That's so long.
I don't think it's long. That's why, if I take it back to me.
Bro, we're graduating 2021. Yeah. Not the year 2020. I'm talking about ages.
Yeah.
So you're telling me it's going to take us 9 years, 10 years to pattern?
Because I don't... It's very rare that you're going to leave uni and be like, okay, yep, this is what I want, and then you get it straight away. Let's say you manage to, like, get yourself into, like, the first levels of the wealth management thing you want to do, just at the lower levels, but you've got in, and that's what you're doing, that's how you're making your money. And then you manage to grow for a bit, but then you get to a point where you're like, well, you find another sector, still in finance, but just something different. And then you go and you do that and you try that out. 9 years passes and you probably are going to touch different things and it's not going to be what you thought you were going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's not what I'm talking about, but...
But that's... That's 9 years of you trying to work it out, though. You're still making money, but it's not where you want to be. Like, you're not, let's say you don't have your house yet.
That definitely depends. 30 years old, you know, that's 30 years old. No, come on. 9 years is long, you know.
It's not long.
Bruv.
It feels long now.
How many years is secondary? How many years is secondary?
So, five.
Five, six, one, seven. You're telling me year 5 to year 13, that wasn't long.
You can't compare that though, because you were in year 5. When you're a full grown adult, 9 years isn't the same as being... How old are you in year 5? Like 8?
8, 9.
Exactly. It feels long because you went from 9 to 18. When you're 20 to 28, it feels like one day to another.
Don't talk like that, man. Please. God. Can just imagine listening to this at 28 or 29 or whatever. Exactly.
And you look
thinking
right,
that shit. And nah,
you,
nah,
you still
nah.
feel 19, but you're calm 28.
Down. I'm still now. I'm 19.
You can't compare.
No, man. God forbid. What's the next stage?
Then it's settling down. And that's when you start... If you want to get married, you start talking about... You start joining your finances with someone else. And if you're planning for children, that's another stage.
30 to 40, that's when you're having kids.
It doesn't say age, but yes, most people are having kids in their 30s nowadays.
Please, God, don't do this to me.
So purchasing your first home, protecting your family, replacing income in the event of losing your job. What? Oh, so finding another sort of income that comes in the second stage. Planning for your children's education and saving for the future.
That you're in the future, though. That is the future.
But when you're there, okay, you're not going to feel like that. You're going to feel the way you're now a full-grown adult in your last years, your last year of being a teen. After that, you're 20 plus.
Let's calm down.
Plus,
I just turned 19.
Okay, and
I'm still 18. I still
sit here.
But people ask me, I still
and you'll be like, I was 19 yesterday.
I feel like I was 18 for a long time though. Hello?
I'm always the age for a long time because everyone doubles in age whilst I'm still the same age, bruv.
No, but like, from your birthday to now, does it not feel like it's been long?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I think that starts. But I think that stops just because of what it is. It's like secondary school at the time felt like never ending. It was like every day back and forth, same people, same faces, but never ending.
The fastest.
Now you look back and bruv, I'm not gonna lie to you, year 9 was 5 years ago.
No.
And we still talk about year 9, about being like the best year and just bants and unseriousness and science lessons. It was 5 years ago. That's 5 years.
Okay, calm down.
You went from first. You went from 14 to 18 in that time. And because of what it actually is, it feels like it's more than it is. When you've left uni, the years blend together.
The only time I can say that went fast was A levels, and first year went quite fast.
First year flew by. Okay, exactly. But starting second year, and we graduate. Like we were talking about uni, and since year 12, they've been drilling it in our heads. Like you're gonna start uni, this and that. We're starting second year.
We'll be graduating soon.
This time next year, we're now thinking about dissertations. If
calm down, man. What are you talking about? Like, that's so far away.
It's not just like you.
I think first year went fastest because our thing is just bare short. We but start late and we finish
that,
early as
but
well.
It did go fast because I remember when everyone was just leaving and getting ready to move out and stuff.
Yeah.
And now they're all
going back.
And the pandemic isn't going to help with our
they're
timing.
They're talking about second one, you know.
Do you think with a recession, they're going to implement lockdown with a recession? People don't care.
It was the lockdown that caused the recession.
No, that recession was coming from time.
Do you think?
Everyone knew it was coming. Yeah, true, it was just a case of when.
But this one, it accelerated
The moment we saw it started, we knew it was going to come straight away. Yep. Okay, stage 3 is retirement planning. And this is what you start to think about when you stop working.
I'm thinking about that now.
When you start to think about paying like the final payments of your mortgage. Your children are older, leaving the nest. Your salary has hopefully improved and you may have more disposable income. The earlier people start saving for their retirement, the better their position will be later in life. During this life stage, your main objective is to establish how much money you need to reach and maintain your desired lifestyle for the rest of your days without fear of ever running out of money.
But this is what I don't understand about that. Okay, I know obviously saving
and then it's retirement.
Yeah, you don't say. Saving for your retirement, yeah. I've seen the things in it. As you know, I'm trying to be on top of all of it. If I can start it from now, start it. But they say, okay, cool, you have your own savings for retirement, yeah? Mm-hmm. You don't touch it, cool. You're saving. Then when you want to take all the money out, they tax it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you taxing money that's already been taxed? Are you deep in it? And it's going to be...
into the pension schemes.
It's going to be...
They want to have control of that.
It's going to be a lump sum as well. So they're going to take a huge chunk of it. What am I going to do with that money?
Do you see how they found like a mattress and under the mattress are like 7 mil? In cash.
7 mil?
In cash. Here.
Well then.
But the police found it.
How do you even stash that in one
mattress?
Which means
they found 9 mil, they took 2 and they gave in 7. It's just in cash.
How do you even fit that there?
It was one of those, the storage beds. So you lift up. And it was just there, piles.
7 mil? Are you deep in that?
Yeah, it was.
How many?
Yeah, it was hefty.
Mad.
They reversed the A-levels. They scrapped the algorithm.
So what did they do?
Everyone's going to get their predicted grades. Yeah, I heard that
U-turn whatever thing.
Yeah, everyone's going to get their teacher predicted grades. But for some of them, it's like... Some of them have lost offers regardless, because if they had gotten their teacher's grade last week, they would have gotten to where they had to go. But it's not like they can get the offers back. So if they've been rejected from a school for not getting a certain grade, then they're not getting the offer back. So for certain of them, it's shit still.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio.
But they're getting, by the end of the week, UCAS are just going to put their teacher predicted grades.
So then
but it's still too late.
Exactly. What's the point?
Because for some of them, there was another guy who was predicted A star, and got B, C, E.
E?
Mm-hmm.
How did you go from one end to the other?
Exactly. That's why they were protesting during the week and everything.
Yeah, I saw that. That's so...
Minister of Education.
But this is... I heard one thing that... just did not make sense. Like, how would they even allow that? It was okay, cool, I understand the thing where if the school didn't perform well before, okay, saying that you would expect it to follow the pattern would make sense, yeah. But there was one thing they said, that if the size of the classroom is smaller, then that also, that if, or it's bigger, that also affects their grades. What does the size of the classroom have to do with their grades? I'm so glad we finished that before this thing happened.
Well, can you imagine?
And what about the uni lot, the third years?
Oh, that was just...
It was calm in it. I haven't heard about that.
And that was just... That was fine, though.
Because that's teachers anyways.
Yeah.
Mm. And they're saying that they might... I heard yesterday... They're saying that they might delay the GCSEs. Did you see anything about that?
They've been trying to change up either way, yeah. Now this is, like, watch.
Search the GCSE one. Search the GCSE one.
But look at Year 12s. Year 12s have basically taught themselves the whole of the Year 12 content. They've not been able to go look at unis.
No,
they've not been able to get predicted grades.
More time. When you're in year 12, actually, no, they did miss out.
Year 12 are
fucked. Because you're going to be learning, you'll definitely be learning till May.
Year 12 are fucked.
They're going to have open book exams.
You see, when you do open book exams, you deep that, even though it's open book, It don't mean shit.
Yeah, but you can prepare for that, though.
Yeah, but
if you do it properly,
this country, in this country, they don't care. Okay, that's another thing I saw. It was like, this country has always been about caring what you do on the day. They don't care, like, what your record looks like.
Yeah.
If you do so well, like, in projects, exams, or that. If you flop on the day, you flop on the day, and that's the grade you get. They're not going to now change it. But because of this, they want to be looking at your past and algorithms and the numbers and the patterns.
So, did GCSE win? I want to know if they have actually delayed it or not.
They really don't know. They probably don't.
Because it's on Thursday.
What's on Thursday?
Their results.
But delay what?
They're saying they want to delay the results thing.
Oh, wow.
Because they might want to change it.
Wait, do you get predictors for I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
For GCSEs?
Yeah. Probably you get predicted for everything, man. Every year from your 7.
Oh, but I'm not going to stop talking.
What? What? Speak now. I've already started.
What am I looking for?
GCSEs.
Okay.
Results day.
I want to get Invisalign.
I don't know what you just said.
Invisalign.
What's that?
Like the invisible braces.
For what? You know you have to pay for that now.
I know.
You'd have to pay for it before as well.
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, the U-turns for both.
Oh, so everyone's getting their predicted?
Mm-hmm.
Mad thing. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean, I think it's still better than the algorithm.
So it's all of it's just shit. Like, it would just be better if they just did their exams. They should have just told them. Because that's not fair now. They're saying, yeah, cool, you can retake. One, they're making them pay for it. And two, they've only just let them know now that they can do it. They should have, if they were going to make that an option, they should have said it from before. Because people could have prepared from then.
Mm. Goodbye. I'll see you next week. New Gen Pod. To the world and back.